It's now an elaborate treehouse in the wildlife-rich Aberdare's forest in central Kenya. Back in 1952, when Queen Elizabeth first visited as a princess, this is how it looked. The only thing that has been constant is a waterhole that attracts wild animals every evening and what brings in thousands of tourists every year. The story of Treetops Lodge has been told and retold. Princess Elizabeth was here when her father died and she became queen. Moraithi Mbugua shows me exactly where the original treehouse stood before it burned down. Mbugua was a porter and was selected to help carry the princess' luggage to the room. It was a time of colonial oppression.
Some white people did not treat Kenyans very well. They would beat us, they took our land, yet they found us here. They had thousands of livestock, but would only allow us to own at most 15 goats, only goats.
The then princess visited Kenya at a very tense period, the beginning of an uprising, and within a year, young Kenyan freedom fighters declared war on her government. They killed dozens of British settlers and their sympathizers. It was the beginning of the end of colonialism.
Kenya gained independence in 1963. It was one of many African countries to do so that decade.
It appears as if many of policymakers in Britain and the West have not accepted the fact that Africans are independent. Although there was that independence, they tend to think of Africans as perpetual wards, children to be guided.
Aid remains at the heart of Britain's engagement with Africa. The UK is finding it difficult to compete with China in trade and building infrastructure support for Africa.
It is not that Africans don't want the West. They want the West. But they also want a little respect and the right to decide who to deal with. If the Chinese deals are not good, get rid of them. If the British deals are not good, get rid of them.
While it's during the Queen's reign that serious human rights abuses were committed in Kenya, she's remembered fondly. She visited the country several times. A museum dedicated to her is filled with souvenirs from her visits. Britain's connection with Africa is evolving, as is the post-colonial stereotype that the relationship is all about handouts. Africa continues to receive its aid, but some analysts say the UK is now more interested in promoting trade. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Central Kenya.